ABAM.info presents Testing Ground, Footage, and Beyond Footage by Lee Isereau. Read by the author. Testing Ground. Skelmsdale had always been colloquially referred to as Britain's Testing Ground. That's not entirely accurate. It was locally known by the names Skem, Scum, or that shithole you drive through to get to the M6. It was the site on which Britain ran pilot schemes to prove their worth, where traffic calming measures had been tested, from lights to bumps, roundabouts to speed limits. Before the government took a measure nationwide, they would test it in Skelmsdale. The townspeople embraced progress, even if all the neighboring towns considered them backwards, because they'd sometimes marry their cousins by accident. Whilst the tests of the 70s were focused on the roads, the 80s and 90s were more biologically inclined. The poor oral hygiene of the country led to a dentist-backed scheme to introduce fluoride into the local water supply. When that proved a success, the waters of Skelmsdale were once again tainted as the century turned. Mood enhancers were distributed to quell the tide of unrest that was starting to raise its head as the government was gearing up to enter a war the populace was strongly against. Yet again, the test was successful, and the project was taken national. Apathy reigned across the country, a quiet contentment come resentment that had the pleasant side effect of also encouraging materialistic leanings. The economy improved in the face of a costly skirmish that was going to go on for close to a decade. The population calmed, just as the traffic had been calmed years earlier. Skelmsdale had once again proved itself the perfect testing ground for a controversial project. These pilot schemes were seen as a unanimous success, and some ministers took it as a given that if a project were to be tested in Skelmsdale, it would guarantee a win. There were, of course, similar projects carried out in other towns, cities, and boroughs, but none of them had the hit rate of those in Skelmsdale. Nathaniel Myra knew this. He might have been relatively new to his role as head of network operations, but he had studied the logs of the company's previous live tests, and was preparing for what he was certain would be the pinnacle of his already meteoric career. For 3 weeks, the waters of Skelmsdale, which had long been a localized supply, was tainted with a concoction he continued to call NLI-10. Despite this beta version being somewhat disparate from the NLI program, which was now well into its 11th iteration, he considered the phonetic simplification, Enlighten, to be suitable for what he hoped would happen to the citizens of the town. Every day he read the reports in anticipation of news, as analysts watched live feeds of cameras installed across the town, in the hopes of observing some noticeable change in the population. 3 weeks and there had been nothing. By week four, he co-opted Skelmsdale's early warning system and fed tones through it, a guttural digital soundscape of robotic growls and moans, beeps and blips amid static, and a constant hum that could be heard faintly across the whole town if one were listening closely. Mostly, it was lost against the background noise of power lines, but the tones were heard by all, even if only subconsciously, punctuating their conversations, composing overtures in their dreams. It sowed seeds that he had hoped would not be necessary, but the project was proving itself fruitless without the sonics that activated the mimetic link between the mind and the NLI-10 absorbed through the stomach lining into the bloodstream. Week six and still no observed changes. If the subjects of this live test were going to encounter or display any effects, they would have become apparent by now. He knew that all too well, even though he tried not to think about it. The board had given the green light. The scheme could go national and then international if he just gave the nod. But there was a nagging voice in the back of his mind. His predecessor would have been that rash. And he despised his predecessor. He needed to see for himself that the residents were acclimatizing to their dose of the nano-laced compound. This was to be the largest wide-scale consciousness expansion ever attempted by mankind, and he was not willing for it to fail. The town was essentially
Sample complete. Ready to continue?